This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. He condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government Monday in its detention of elected leader and Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The situation also represents a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats and top Republicans as they joined in denouncing the coup and calling for consequences. The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after Monday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in the crackdown on 2007 pro-democracy protest. Myint Swe was the army-appointed vice president who was elevated after the military arrested the civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of her party and declared a one-year state of emergency. But while Myint Swe is president, the real power lies with the country's top military commander, that senior general Min Aung Hlaing. He has been commander of the armed forces since 2011 and is due to retire soon. That would clear the way for him to take a civilian leadership role in the junta if it holds elections as promised. The deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States has drawn to a close with certain signs of progress. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. The question is whether the nation can stay ahead of the fast-spreading mutations of the virus. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Republican senators he is unwilling to settle on all a COVID aid package after meeting for 2 hours over their slimmed-down proposal. Still, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says a group of GOP leaders had a productive two-hour meeting with the president.
We outlined for the president the provisions that we have proposed as part of an approximately $600 billion package. He explained in more depth areas that were fleshed out as much in the package, the $1.9 trillion package, and it was a very good change of views.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that while there were areas of agreement, the president also reiterated his view that Congress must respond boldly and urgently in areas which the Republican senator's proposal, he says, does not address. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday defended her government against criticism that Germany's vaccine rollout is too slow, saying that there had been good reason for Europe's modest pace compared to other regions. As for patients from a pandemic-weary public, she stuck to her government's plan to offer all German adults a COVID-19 vaccination by the end of the third quarter. She listed the decision to seek a regular, not an emergency approval for vaccines in order to build public trust. And the decision, the prescribed interval between injections and reasons for the slower pace. The EU civil service and European Union governments have been under fire for making slower progress in vaccinating populations against the coronavirus than Britain, Israel, and the United States, especially after key suppliers cut their delivery estimates. A U.S. citizen has been charged with attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State terror group. That's according to the Justice Department. 33-year-old Mohammed Fatih Soman was recently expelled from Turkey and is now back in the United States. A former resident in the U.S. state of Florida, Suleiman reportedly traveled to Turkey in 2014 and attempted to enter Syria illegally to join IS. The U.S. Justice Department said that he was arrested by Turkish authorities while attempting to illegally cross into Syria. The Justice Department said in a statement in a 2018 interview with the FBI that Suleiman admitted to purchasing a ticket to Egypt to disguise his travel plans from family and friends. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.